In April, not many people have the mummers on their minds, but photographer Andrea Modica is not the typical mummers photographer. Today, she's releasing a book of photographs shot over a 10-year period called January 1, featuring formal black-and-white portraits of wenches taken on 2 Street immediately after the annual New Year's Day parade. She uses a century-old camera technique, using a large-format camera that can only hold one negative at a time. WHYY's Peter Crimmins spoke with Modica about her unusual approach to mummery.
As a reporter, I have covered the mummers a few times, and there's always one shot that everyone gets, that everybody who's ever covered the mummers parade gets that shot, where they're parading up Broad Street, and you stand on the median strip in the middle of Broad Street as the mummers file past you on either side, and you get as wide a shot as you can. You maybe use a wide-angle lens, and you get that shot. Everyone gets that shot. I've done that shot.
I never got that shot.
But you don't. That's not the shot you were going for.
Well, I didn't necessarily want to get anything. I wanted to see what there was to get. You see, I just went there with tremendous curiosity as a newcomer to Philadelphia. Oh, probably about 11 years ago, January 1st rolled along, and I saw these men in dresses on 2 Street. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is really interesting. So I brought my camera, which is an 8x10 view camera, which is quite a large camera, which is key to the way the pictures look. The camera's on a tripod. It's large. It's heavy. It's a very slow process. It's a collaborative process. Camera requires that you set up the composition and then close the lens and put the film holder in and take the slide out and then take the picture. So there are some minutes involved where things unfold.
That shot that I'm describing that everyone gets up standing on the median strip, it's an action shot. It's full of color. It's people marching and moving and parading, and you've removed them from that. And you shot them black and white, printed in a platinum print, which is a very sort of classic 19th century technique. It's strikingly different from how we normally see pictures of mummers.
These are not documentary pictures. They're not necessarily factual. They really are about me, and they are about the wenches, and they're about what unfolds during that time we are together. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what your initial attraction was to the mummers. You started photographing them when you've just moved to town, and so if at first blush, it was this weird thing that happens in Philadelphia every New Year's Day. What made you want to get in there and, you know, get inside?
I should say I probably started, as I start every project, as a tourist, as an outsider who doesn't quite understand what's going on. And of course, you know, I can read, I can talk to people, but photographing is such an intimate project, photographing in this manner. I kind of cut to the chase. That's just, very seductive. I just want to do that over and over again. I went to 2 Street. I saw men in dresses that they call suits, by the way. And I felt excluded, you see. First of all, because the groups that I photograph primarily are entirely male. So I, you know, chipping away, saw much more than the outfits and the male culture and start to find myself there in terms of the human qualities you can see, I hope, in the portraits.
What you're making is—it's not a document of these people. It's something that was created in the moment, in the minutes that it takes to make the picture.
Yeah,
you're kind of telling us the story of those minutes that it took to take the picture.
Right. I'll give you one example of how something really beautiful unfolded this year in 2018. I saw a little boy who was just precious, probably 3 years old, in, you know, full female garb. And I asked his parents if I could photograph him and stood him in front of the camera. And you might recall this was a particularly cold year. The boy was shivering. So his father, Motorcycle Bob was his name, why don't you just, you know, go in there and put your arm around him. And the father was so gigantic next to this boy, and he just enveloped him in this absolutely, you know, loving, beautiful embrace in a dress, two dresses, and then he's got a tattoo on top of his shaven head and this, you know, slightly intense look like this could turn bad. So there's a combination of different meanings within the single image. True or false, it doesn't matter to me if these things are true. But this is the fiction that's created in the picture as a result of using this equipment.
I'm speaking with Andrea Modica. Her new book is January 1. It's 10 years of taking pictures of the mummers on New Year's Day. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Peter.
Andrea Modica spoke with WHYY's Peter Crimmins.